Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Happy early Thanksgiving to you and your family. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And Georgia remains number 4 in the latest college football playoff rankings. Georgia Tech fell to number 23 after their loss to Pitt on Saturday. Were there any surprises when you saw the rankings come out?
I don't think so. I think that everything – I expected everything to kind of stay status quo. We talked about it yesterday. I think that's, for the most part, what we got. I'm curious, and I'm still curious, and this is a conversation we had a little bit last week. I still don't know how they're going to rank things if – and I don't – I honestly am not picking this to happen, but if Alabama were to beat Auburn and then beat Texas A&M in Atlanta in the SEC championship game, is Georgia still slotted in for a bye? Or, you know, is it possible they kind of fall out of that role? Like, how likely is it that Georgia gets a bye by not playing next weekend?
Well, why couldn't they just flip-flop Georgia and A&M and leave them right there? Georgia be 3 and then A&M be 4 at that point. Because they – how here's the deal. A&M has played – has Ohio State or Indiana played a tougher schedule than Texas A&M?
No.
So why are they behind them?
I made that argument 3 weeks ago. But, when the first poll came out, I was like, this is ridiculous.
And I agreed with you. Yeah. Why are they behind them? And then why are you going to punish them? Like, what? Just like, the problem for me in this whole deal is if you're in the playoff before you play in a conference title game, you're in the playoff after, win or lose. Unless you're... Like I said, in. Like, if you're in the top 12, you're in no matter what, win or lose.
The 13th data point. I don't – but again, I don't know how you'd rank if Bama were to beat A&M in Atlanta, which, like I said, I don't feel like that's going to happen. But if that were to happen, and if you flipped Georgia and A&M, you're telling me an SEC champion Alabama that beat Georgia and A&M is ranked probably at a – they're probably at a spot where they're hosting a home playoff game – and both those teams getting a bye into the second round, which again, it's a long shot, but I think that's an interesting kind of thing to stomach.
I don't want to be a jerk because my team loses a lot, but don't lose.
Yeah.
Don't lose at home to Oklahoma. I don't lose on the road to a 5 and possibly 7 team, or it could be a 6-6 team.
At Florida State. No, I'm 100% on board with you. I'm 100% on board with you. And like I said, I don't feel like it's going to happen, but I would be interested to see how. I guess my thing would be like, if A&M loses during the 13th data point, where do they slot in and as opposed to Georgia? Because they're going to have played that extra game.
And it's unfair because if you're Alabama, you went and scheduled Florida State 5 years ago, 4 years ago, whatever
right.
It was.
Yeah.
It's not like you went and, you know, it's not, you didn't lose to FIU.
Right. Well, and you also, you scheduled Wisconsin too, but that has fallen completely off the map compared to probably what it was when they scheduled that game.
And So if you wanted to put Alabama in, you would have to, in the top four, you'd have to put Georgia out of the bye. And yeah. The reasoning is because, for me, losing to Alabama at home is worse than losing to Alabama on a neutral field.
I guess what
unless it's like a disparity by like points by like 30 points.
Where the conversation lies is, would Georgia be in any danger during championship weekend of falling out of the bye? And I think that they would. I think that it would be a Texas Tech winning handedly, or something along those lines that could slide Georgia out. Do I think they should? No. I think Georgia actually deserves the bye, and I've told you guys last week, I think they're going to win the national title. But it's going to be interesting to see the way that all kind of slots out.
Yeah, but Texas Tech is playing in a really good conference, too, this year. The Big 12 is pretty good this year. It's not – I mean, it's been a good conference. I'm not saying it's the SEC, but I think it's the second-best conference.
Yeah.
You can make that argument. And if they go and win their conference and everything. Other thing is where does Ohio State and Indiana play out? See, that's the other thing. I don't believe that Indiana – personally, I believe Ohio State will beat Indiana in the conference title game if they get there, and which it looks like, you know, there are.
That's going to happen.
And if Indiana gets beaten by 10 points or more by Ohio State, why do they deserve a bye?
Yeah.
For playing a soft-ass schedule – other than Oregon.
I have one more question for y'all about this entire thing. There's four teams still technically in the running for the SEC title game.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia, that ship has sailed. Like, they finished SEC play, so they don't have any work to do on that front. But let me just ask about all four of these teams. Which one of these teams, Texas A&M, Georgia, Bama, or Ole Miss, is most likely to lose this weekend in the run-up to that? Because there's a slight chance Ole Miss could actually get into Atlanta. There's a better-than-average chance that I think Texas is probably going to put up a pretty good fight against A&M. And if that were to happen, you might be looking at a Georgia-Bama. And I don't feel good about Bama playing against Auburn and Jordan Hare.
Where's the Egg Bowl this year?
That's a good question. I'm going to assume it's at Starkville. That's right. I saw it yesterday. It's at Mississippi State. That's a crazy game, too, which is probably a touchdown spread.
It's a noon kick.
Yeah.
It's a crazy game. Ding. Most of those.
Revoke the ding.
Yeah. Almost all of those games, except for the Bama game, is on Friday. It's 12. It's 12 for the Egg Bowl. Clean Old Fashioned Hates at 3:30. And A&M Texas is at 8 o'clock.
Come on.
On Friday. So
saddle up.
If you
baby.
Call
let's
me
go.
On Friday, you can go blank yourself.
I was gonna say, let's go.
Unless you're paying me for something, or you're my wife. That said, I think it's the Egg Bowl because there is a lot of weirdness around that program. You've had a week off. There's hatred. Mississippi State would love to figure out a way to knock them out, and they've been very close in Starkville at doing it to some good teams. I mean, and Allie, this is a weird rivalry. I'm sure you know this and you've heard this, but I think there's some people in the car who might need to hear this. Coaches have been fired after this game for players peeing, fake dog leg peeing in celebration. Like
the
literally,
dog pee heard around the world.
A player literally scored a touchdown and then heist his leg like he was peeing on two knees. Okay, and that's gotten people fired in this rivalry before. So. Anything can happen in there. Yeah. Plus Mississippi, it's already weird.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about Georgia Tech at Mercedes-Benz? Because I'm nervous about this one last year with the 8 overtimes. That stress level.
I will say this much. If you are a fan of college football and you are not nervous going into this weekend, your team is probably going to lose. Because the minute you don't think it can happen, I was having this conversation, I was doing the Bama podcast that I did the other day, and I'm like, think back to all the craziness that's happened in Jordan Hare for Alabama over the years, and multiply that right now for where these two programs are at, Georgia and Georgia Tech are at. I personally do not believe Georgia Tech's defensive front can stop Georgia, nor should they be able to, but I didn't feel like that last year either, and they very nearly won the game and should have won the game.
It's a back seven for me that has been really bad. Have you looked at the over-under for this game? Please tell me no.
No.
What would you guess it would be?
I got to take a shot in the dark. I'd put it at like 50.
Higher.
Okay.
It's at
59. Are you looking at the higher or lower today?
It's at 59 and a half.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
That, because my natural instinct is the higher. I'm the over-under and picking the higher over the over-under or whatever it was. But 59 and a half is...
It's a big number.
It's a big number, but I'm pretty sure Georgia Tech's over had point the total in the points scored in the game has probably been over 60 like the last 4 or 5 weeks.
What does that put you projected at? Is that 37?
Well, no, it's 37-24. It's like it could be like 32-30 or 31.
No, but I mean, you got to look at the point spread too. If you're looking at over under projections, you got to look at the point spread. I think it's almost two touchdown
13
points.
And a half.
There you go. So the projection total, the projected total within me, 37-24, something along those lines, which is interesting.
I don't know why we're having to do math.
I think that you brought it up.
Yeah, but mine was simplistic. You've now made this hard. Yeah,
Vegas knows, man. That's all I'm saying. Vegas knows.
Well, each Wednesday night, that's tonight, you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. Brought to you by Ingles, low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I do feel Day-Day has a big story to cover tonight when it comes to high school sports.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I'll say.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we'll move on from doing math, and we're going to talk about Thanksgiving. It is Thanksgiving trivia, and this is the same rules as Throwback Thursday trivia. So Your name is your buzzer.
Appear on our official record?
No, this is just for funsies.
Just throw away. Okay.
This is on a Wednesday. It's not Throwback Thursday trivia day.
I can relax just a little bit.
These are very simple questions, so Dylan, please listen closely. What parade is famous?
Macy's Thanksgiving Day
that
Parade.
That is correct. All right, 1-0. Who sang the turkey song on SNL?
Bo. Adam Sandler.
That is correct.
Nice call.
1-1. What sauce is made from red cranberry?
Bo.
We're going to throw that one out.
I was going to say,
We're going to throw that out.
Bo, cranberry sauce.
Good thing this one doesn't count on the official record.
We're taking that question out. It doesn't count. I meant to say just berries. In Friends, what character gets a turkey stuck on their head?
Bo. Joey.
That's correct.
And then Monica, and then Rachel.
Well, what horn-shaped container symbolizes abundance and nourishment?
Mike.
Yes.
Cornucopia.
That is correct. It is 2-2.
I legitimately did not know that.
Statistically, what is the most popular side on Thanksgiving?
Bo. Stuffing.
That's correct.
Really?
Yeah. 3-2.
There's not a Thanksgiving.
I know, but is it the most popular because it's used the most? I guess you have to go hand in hand.
Like I was
thinking of
stuffing.
A boat of people that said this is my favorite.
No,
one.
No. Everybody's gonna have stuffing.
Yeah, they go hand in hand. You gotta have turkey with stuffing.
Yeah, exactly.
Or dressing.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, okay.
What is the name of the large bone piece that people pull apart?
Mike. Wishbone.
That's correct.
Okay.
Three.
You know what bothers me about that? It's not that you beat me. It was that you were so unsure when I'm like, it's a wishbone. Just say it.
He did look around the room. Okay, in what show do they celebrate Slapsgiving on Thanksgiving?
Mike. How I Met Your Mother.
Yes.
Let's go. Love that show.
In Adam's Family Values, who leads the Thanksgiving play Revolt?
Mike. Wednesday.
That's correct.
Let's go.
Shout out Jenna Ortega.
Well, that wasn't her.
I know that wasn't her, but I'm just a Jenna Ortega fan.
No, she's not our Wednesday. Christina Ricci is our Wednesday.
Thank you, Allie.
DJ completely destroys Thanksgiving after she tries to cook a turkey.
Mike. Full House.
That's correct.
Let's go.
She tried to cook it while it was frozen. It didn't work.
And once you said DJ and she, I was like, there's only one direction we can go.
If April showers bring May flowers, what do May flowers bring?
Mike. The pilgrims.
That is correct. It is 7-3. When is the busiest bar night of the year?
Oh, it's the night before Thanksgiving.
Yes, tonight. Blackout Wednesday.
I love that.
All right.
I used to be an animal on Wednesday.
I've spent many Wednesdays before Thanksgiving in the Cowboys parking lot. Rest in peace, Cowboys.
What? Oh, right? What retail holiday happens the day after?
Yeah, go ahead.
Black Friday.
That is correct.
What about Cyber Monday?
Last one. What cartoon plays every Thanksgiving?
Bo.
It's the Charlie Brown.
Yeah. Where Lucy Potential let Charlie kick the football. She never does. Final score. Mike won 7-6. Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you.
A lot about Thanksgiving.
You know, I feel like whenever Mike gets it really close at the end, there's always like this random bonus question to tie it up. And I just didn't have that today. That was very interesting.
Well, congratulations and happy Thanksgiving to all of you and your families. Coming up, We are previewing this Falcons-Jets matchup. What advantages do the Falcons have this weekend? We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.